From KALW in San Francisco, I'm Ben Trefney with a regional news update. As COVID cases rise around the Bay Area, health officials are urging people to rethink their Thanksgiving plans. KALW's Ren Farrell reports.
COVID testing sites around the Bay Area are seeing an increase in testing. At a press conference on Monday, San Francisco's public health director, Dr. Grant Colfax, reminded people that a negative test result does not mean that it's safe to gather with others over the holidays.
Please remember that people who test negative can still harbor the virus if they are early in their infection.
Let's say you get exposed to COVID on a Sunday and get tested the next day. The test won't pick up the virus yet. Dr. Colfax says we can't take any chances right now.
The choice is we, the choice is you, the choices I make in the next 2 weeks will determine the remainder of this holiday season.
And Dr. Colfax says that if you do choose to gather this Thanksgiving, he urges you to meet with no more than 6 people, to stay outdoors, and to keep your masks on. In Oakland, I'm Ren Farrell, KALW News.
The prestigious University of California system has reached a proposed $73 million settlement with 7 women who accused a former gynecologist of sexual abuse. As part of the class action lawsuit, more than 6,600 patients of Dr. James Heaps could receive part of the settlement. That's even if they have not formally accused the former UCLA gynecologist of abuse. A federal judge must approve the proposed agreement filed yesterday. The tentative settlement includes several mandated reforms at UCLA. Heaps has pled not guilty in a separate criminal case and denies wrongdoing. Southern California's huge Farmer John meatpacking plant on the edge of Los Angeles has been assessed more than $58,000 for safety violations. State officials say the company exposed more than 300 workers to COVID-19 infections, including 3 who were hospitalized. The plant's corporate owner is Smithfield Foods of Virginia. It says it's gone to great lengths to protect its employees from COVID-19 and will appeal. The United Food and Commercial Workers Union says its complaints prompted the investigation after it failed to get a satisfactory response from Farmer John. The company is well known for its hot dogs, sausages, bacon, and other products. A new weather system carrying rain and snow is headed into Northern California. Day-long flash flood watches have been issued for portions of the North Complex burn scar in Butte and Plumas counties, where the storm has potential to bring periods of heavy rainfall. Forecasters also warn of heavy snow and strong winds developing in the northern Sierra Nevada and southern Cascade Range. We've been hearing about gusts up to 100 miles per hour, and that all means major travel disruptions are likely across northern Sierra highway passes. The upcoming winter in California may seem cooler than in recent years. We've been feeling it already. Our reporting partner Ezra David Romero from Capital Public Radio says that's because of an incoming La Nina weather pattern.
If you're like me, the idea of a cold winter sounds terrible. But because of a moderate La Nina forming over the Pacific Ocean, that probably will be the case. As opposed to El Niños, La Niñas typically bring colder and drier weather. In Southern California, La Niñas are typically drier, but it's a mixed bag for the northern part of the state. That's according to Michelle Mead with the National Weather Service in Sacramento.
I like to say get out your dartboard because it really is storm by storm dependent.
But even though it may feel cooler this winter compared to last year, UCLA climate scientist Daniel Swain says the planet is still warming.
It points to this sort of the inexorable warming in one direction, that even with a really strong La Nina event, we're not getting a cold year globally.
Still, he says if he had to put money on it, he would bet on a drier than average winter for California overall. In Sacramento, I'm Ezra David Romero.
Find more news online at KALW.org or follow us at KALW on Twitter and Facebook, where we provide updates on the latest regional and national news throughout the day. For KALW News, I'm Ben Trefney.